Hi, it's Precious Pioneer. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to my blog audio experience. Enjoy. I'm finally enjoying the process of home cooking. I had an epiphany about home cooking when listening to the podcast, Home Cooking, with Samin Nosrat and Rishi Hirthway. It probably took a little too long for me to get to that place of understanding, but I am so happy that I'm here now. When I reflect on why I wanted to start cooking in the first place, I think that I was attached to the feeling. Growing up, we only ever ate out at restaurants on our birthdays or on days that were extra special. So that connotation of restaurants to me held such a special place in my heart. A time to get dressed up, to order something that I wanted, to have a cup of soda. We didn't really have the opportunity to drink soda in the house. For a kid, I had it made. I remember distinctly that when I grew up, I, quote, "I want to work at Red Lobster." Looking back at that moment now, it's kind of funny. But the thought of owning a restaurant and having a special place of my own to make others feel special, there's that feeling. So naturally, I followed a path that would get me there. I started off small and worked in fast casual delis, then tiny restaurants and cafes. Each year, I would work really hard and learn everything that I could until it was time for me to move on and learn something else. I learned the complexity of the restaurant industry, how the margins are paper thin, how you have to work incredibly quickly, creating dishes with so many elements and minimal mistakes. It's exhausting. So much so that by the time I got home, the absolute last thing that I wanted to do was cook. The way that I was taught to make a meal would be complicated, and I certainly didn't have the time. So for years, I barely cooked. The only days I would take the time to cook something would be on my days off. But even then, it seemed that I lost a piece of my why. I didn't go out and experiment and try new recipes. I just made the same food nearly every day. It kind of made me sad. It was sad food. But over quarantine, a new podcast by Samin came out, and it really opened my eyes to what cooking actually is. Her honesty is so refreshing because she too understands the complexity of delicious meals, but she also made a key distinction. As a chef, you cook meals that spark joy. It doesn't need a plethora of ingredients, spices, squeeze bottles, and sauces. It can be chickpeas from a can, salt, and toast. Home cooking is making meals that give you peace, simple or complex. It's not about the gourmet every night, though you're qualified. Part of me felt that immense overwhelm of making beautiful dishes every day. It didn't give me much room to be creative. I think that over time, I became afraid to make a mistake, to cook a bad meal, to have a bad bake. At work, those kind of things would really impact my job if recipes were overlooked. But when you're at home, it opens all of the doors. I think that's where I found my joy. Knowing that I can experiment and make anything. Or I can make roasted vegetables. It's the epiphany of how just because I can, doesn't mean that I have to, or even should. As I grow older, my love for cooking grows, changes, and evolves. Though I don't want to work at Red Lobster anymore, I'm happy just to be cooking. I think that over the next few years, my career ideas will continue to jump from one thing to the next. But it's exciting that you'll be here with me, along for the ride.